When Angular 16 came out on May 3rd, it dropped many jaws because nobody could have imagined the Angular team would fit that many updates into a single version. As Minko Geshev puts it, Angular V16 is considered significant and the largest release since its initial launch. While there were several noteworthy enhancements in Angular 15, the stakes are considerably greater with the most recent version. The Angular team stepped up to the challenge, and the current version of Angular in 2023 has offered remarkable features and enhancements for everyone, including developers, company owners, and tech enthusiasts. But before we jump to the end of the great Angular saga, let us start from the beginning. And by beginning, we mean introducing you to the marvelous Angular framework. Rich Harris said, "Frameworks are not tools for organizing your code, they are tools for organizing your mind. We have many frameworks ready for multiple platforms. Angular has made its mark and is now one of the most prominent players. So, how did it all happen? It all started in 2009 when AngularJS was first developed as a side project by Mishko Hevry. It was named GetAngular until Google acquired this side project and renamed it AngularJS. With more enhancements, AngularJS the first version 1.0 finally came out in May 2011. Fast forward to 2016, the core team at Google launched Angular 2, the successor to AngularJS, or just Angular. Initially, it met a lot of criticism, but today with major updates, the Google team has made Angular a much more enjoyable experience. In essence, Angular is a development platform and framework that uses HTML and TypeScript to create single-page client apps. Angular allows us to create apps that run on every platform. It is a TypeScript-based open-source platform. TypeScript is a stringent superset of JS that adopts optional static typing to the language. It has several benefits like code navigation, intelligent support, auto-completion feature more. As front-end developers said, TS is a comfort blanket for back-end developers. Before looking into the Angular platform, you should be familiar with the Angular CLI. The Angular CLI is the quickest, simplest, and most recommended approach to creating Angular apps. In the words of Anton Moiseev, Angular CLI has become a de facto way of starting new Angular projects. Now it begs the question, why do we need Angular? Complex applications in JavaScript and jQuery are difficult to maintain. We require a method to arrange our application, and Angular is the solution. When you use Angular to build apps, you use a framework that can grow from single developer projects to enterprise-level systems. Angular is meant to make upgrading as simple as possible so that you can benefit from the most recent improvements with the least amount of work. The best part? The Angular ecosystem got a massive community of around 1.7 million creators, library authors, content vendors. But what makes Angular so popular? Easy, because of its power-packed features. When we talk about the features of Angular, the first thing that comes to mind is its modular design concepts. It means Angular apps are built with Angular modules, which are self-contained blocks of code. You can reuse them across other portions of the application, thus improving the organization and management of your codebase. The Angular application is built on Angular components. A component is an aspect of the user interface. You can create complicated user interface elements by using existing components. These components further power the templates. Angular allows you to utilize programming structures like if conditions, loops, and so on to render and control the look of HTML pages. Now comes the most amazing aspect of Angular is data binding. It is both automated and quick. Changes to the view or component are immediately reflected in the component class, vice versa. Further, Angular has a dependency injection framework, which promotes code reuse. It makes managing and injecting dependencies easier. Angular services may be created and injected into component classes. As Shyam Seshadri writes, Angular offers developers the ability to create modular-based services, get them placed wherever required. It enhances reusability, testability of the same. Other significant features of Angular include routing, making page navigation easier without reloading. Angular Forms API provides rich tools for building complex forms. The HTTP module allows sending HTTP requests. And lastly, Angular's built-in testing framework. Now, what makes Angular different from AngularJS? As we have already said, Angular has been written off AngularJS, but there are also some significant differences. Why not take a peek? First, it's the support for ES6. Angular is written entirely in TypeScript and conforms to the ECMAScript 6 standard. It means it supports ES6 modules, class frameworks, and so forth, unlike AngularJS, which is based on JavaScript. Next is the controller vs. component debate. In AngularJS, there were controllers which have been replaced with Angular components. However, one thing that can't be left saying is that, unlike Angular, AngularJS wasn't built with mobile support in mind. Anton Moiseev reveals, the Angular framework is a platform with your need for developing deploying a website application, batteries included. Now that you've been fairly introduced, it's time for the jaw-dropping part, Angular 16. With over 2,500 plus likes on GitHub, this Angular series has resolved hundreds of quality of life enhancements across various feature requests. Regarding online application development, developer experience is critical. Angular 16's new reactivity model aims to improve developer speed and experience. The most recent version of Angular also has a noteworthy feature that improves the developer experience and code quality. Developers can use this feature to indicate specific inputs of a device as necessary, guaranteeing that the parent component supplies them or throws an error. Further, Angular has collaborated with the Chrome Aurora team to enhance hydration and server-side rendering speed and developer experience. While React and Next.js already supported hydration, integrating into Angular took a lot of work. However, hydration is now supported out of the box in the current version of Angular, making SSR apps quicker and smoother. New debugging API allow you to inspect and troubleshoot the dependency injection system in Angular projects. Apart from these improvements, there are other notable features such as built-in support for Tailwind CSS, CSS isolation support, improved security, dynamic imports of router data, Angular Material, a UI component library. So, how does Angular Vision appear in the future? According to Minko Geshev, Angular team will focus on building more interesting and consumable tutorials to assist developers in learning Angular more efficiently and enjoyably. It greatly helps improve the current state of Angular documentation. In conclusion, the future of Angular is bright, emphasizing simplicity and enhanced learning experiences for developers. Also, Angular moves closer to functional components and the framework market's primary competitors, React and Vue. If you want to join the Angular community, now it's the time to take advantage of the latest Angular 16 updates and everything that lies beyond. Are you excited? Join Angular today. Follow us in our upcoming episode if you want to learn more about the world of technology and more about web development. Have more tips about the fantastic journey to the tech world? Share with us in the comments.